Orchestra to the stage.
Good evening, Hopkins Advanced Orchestra. This is Dr. Danielle Gaudry from Cal State East Bay. Welcome to the CMEA Bay Section Band and Orchestra Festival here at Castro Valley. And let's get started. That's such a great viola sound. I just love hearing that. Nice, strong playing, confidence, and just a really nice sound as a section. Some really nice lyrical playing there, low strings. Good job. I especially like your dynamic contrast here. I like that everyone I can see is using vibrato and really nice full bows. Yeah, good balance with the second violins with this kind of conversational aspect of the melody. So anyone with 16th notes, you can kind of bring that out. So I think violas here, you could bring out the 16th notes in the texture a little bit more. Good job with the changes of tempo and good work following your director. Yeah, nice job with the subito piano. Yeah, really nicely done. Well done. Such great energy and great ensemble sound. I really like that nobody is overplaying. Everybody is really thinking about blend and balance and precision. It's such a treat to hear such a fine, sophisticated middle school ensemble. could you do a bit more with these dynamics here? I like that you're starting softly, but especially in measures like 5 and 6 where you have these hairpins. I think if you could do a little bit more, maybe start softer and not necessarily get louder, but that way you kind of just cover a bit more of the dynamic spectrum. Yeah, I think you're doing a really nice job of following your director's conducted gestures also. I really like how the first desk of the cellos is doing this pizzicato. It's very artistic looking. And I bet it's giving you great resonance. Yeah, nice job with a kind of a musical arrival moment. Make sure we can hear second violins say measure 36, yaporari, those two 16 notes at the very beginning of the measure. Make sure we can hear those. I think just because it's low on the instrument, it doesn't cut through the ensemble as well. And I think you can match the first violins a little bit better in terms of your volume, just being as present as they are. So I think if you think about phrasing and shape in this section, I would lean into these moments where there are suspensions to kind of give more tension and release, especially in this moment. Because you're doing such a nice job of playing in tune and playing together, and I think that kind of the last small detail that I would encourage you to think about is the idea of shape and phrasing. Yeah, like even in these spots here, anything that kind of is slow and lyrical opens the door for you and really allows you the opportunity to kind of say more with the music. That was a really incredible ending to the piece. It was really together. It was very tasteful. It was very sensitive. Some really, really sophisticated playing there. And I like that you're rotating players through these pieces. Nice job, Concertmaster. Doing a great job with that solo. It's nice, I can hear the piano, so great job on the balance here. So I would encourage everyone, even the folks who are, you know, towards the back of the sections, to be using the same amount of full bow as you see with the players kind of at the front of each section. Well done, cellist. Can you do more with the accents and the staccatos? Yum, ba-dum-bum. Like, you're already doing this great kind of dance-ish style, and I think you could do even more with these energetic rhythms. I'm not saying very much, but that's because I'm really just listening and enjoying your performance. Good watching. So in this spot, like at 123, I would encourage you to not put such a big break at the end of that measure, but really let it lead to 124, because naturally that's what it wants to do, right? It gets louder and it just wants to head to 124. That, I think that entry there at 134 could be a little bit more together. Careful intonation there, just on that release. Well done. Wow. What a fantastic performance. You should be so proud of yourselves. That's really nice. And I'm so happy to see many of you smiling. Smiling and turn to face the audience. That's just wonderful. I can only imagine the time that you have spent and the work that you've done as an ensemble to reach this point of performance with all of your pieces. And I must commend you on that. I think it's really remarkable that you have such a wonderful ensemble sound and such great individual intonation and tone and all of those wonderful things. Congratulations on an incredibly fine performance. I really, truly enjoyed listening to it. Thank you so much.